This podcast is brought to you by ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. For more information, visit www.icann.org. In this episode, Fadi Chahadeh, ICANN's President and CEO, delivers a speech at the IGF in Bali, Indonesia on October 22, 2013. For more information about the IGF, visit www.intgovforum.org.
Your Excellencies, and all of us, you excellent ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I want to start really by asking the permission of our chairman to ask the people in this room who are with APGI and PANDI to stand up, because for those of us who saw what they did behind the scenes, it is to them the thanks goes for all of this. So please, come on. Come on. Together with the amazing Shengetai Masango from the Secretariat of the IGF, these are the people that worked very hard in a multi-stakeholder fashion to bring this forum together. And really, to them, we owe the thanks. Thank you very, very much. A year ago, I met many of you for the first time at the Baku event. This was the seventh IGF and my first one. And at the time, if you remember, the big challenge that was put on the table, which I shared with all of you would be my priority, is to make ICANN a more international organization. ICANN was viewed very much as a maybe too much of a U.S.-centric organization huddled up in Los Angeles, enjoying the California beaches, and asking the world always to come to ICANN. And we promised at the time that we will make ICANN go to the world. Today, I'm happy to report to you, a year later, that ICANN has gone to the world. We have divided our headquarters into three operational hubs in the world: Los Angeles, Istanbul, and Singapore. The hubs are open, operating legally, with employees in them, and operations working around the clock. We have also opened engagement centers in China, in Montevideo, and I just came from India, where we announced the first center of excellence in the world for DNS security in partnership with the leading research organizations in India. This is just the beginning. Then we expanded ICANN, and we told our team to start moving out of Los Angeles. Our head of global policy is now based in Istanbul. Our next head of technology will be based in Singapore. I myself with my family will be moving to Singapore in January and then back to Istanbul in May. So we today have an organization that from the inside out is changing our center of gravity to be a global organization. But that's not enough. We're clear that truly international organizations must also change many things, not just their operational posture, but also potentially, over time, their legal posture. So whilst we are a California corporation today, there is nothing that precludes us being also, in addition to that, a legal organization in other places. And we intend to do that in order to make ICANN a more international organization. We also believe that our commitment to the world should be indeed to the world, not to any particular stakeholder, and we will work towards that and change that. These fundamental changes must happen because the current status quo is not sustainable. But we must do these with care. We must do these wisely, because the security, stability, and reliability of the Internet must remain our number one job, because all of us depend on it. So we will do this, but we will do it as a community. We will work together and we will get there. And finally, as part of our international focus, I am happy to announce today a very important piece of news. Today, for the first time in the history of the internet, ICANN has announced that the first new Arabic, Russian, and Chinese top-level domains has been sent to be delegated to the root of the internet. This is good news for the world and good news for all of us. And also for my aunt in Egypt, who can now type an entire domain in Arabic because she doesn't even have an English keyboard. So this is good for all of us. It's good for the users of the internet. And we will keep doing what we need to do to make ICANN and the internet a global place. Today is also a good time to talk about a new season for the internet. As ICANN becomes more international, internet governance needs to become also a global affair. Just today and yesterday, I had bilaterals in which many governments were coming to us and saying, we're finally embracing the need for our country and our government to be part of the multi-stakeholder effort to make the internet a better place. So internet governance is becoming everyone's interest, and that's a good thing. However, it could turn badly. It could end up being the affair of a few governments. And we all agree that while governments are central to internet governance, governments alone cannot govern the internet. Governments must partner with all stakeholders in the spirit of the IGF to create solutions that are multi-stakeholder. Governments, civil society, technical organizations, industry and businesses together, on an equal footing, as the Tunis Agenda said, on an equal footing, will govern the internet and will make it a better place for all of us. So today, I see nothing but good things ahead of us. I think this community is clear that the multi-stakeholder approach is a good approach. And as we look to the 2014 events, we look at great opportunities for us to work together to ensure that we do not, as the representative of the EU Parliament said, we do not create yet another major new organization. We don't need more organizations. We have good institutions. We should empower them. We should give them the ability to work together, to cooperate with all governments and all stakeholders together on an equal footing. These are good news. So let's together focus on what needs to be done. There's a lot of work to be done, but we are committed. ICANN, IETF, ISOC, and you'll hear from their leaders, the regional registries, and many of the business organizations, many of the civil society organizations, together, working with our governments, we can make this happen. Finally, I just would like to say, we are here to engage with each other. Let's use this week to really be open, to engage. Our minister from Brazil presented a very courageous new offer for all of us to engage. I thank him and I thank Brazil for their readiness to come here and engage the multi-stakeholder community and invite us all to a multi-stakeholder dialogue, not Brazil-centered, not ICANN-centered, an open multi-stakeholder dialogue. We thank you for the invitation, and we will respond to it, Minister Bernardo, because that's the spirit of the multi-stakeholder IGF. The continent I come from, Africa, has a proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. So let's go together. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for listening. For more information, visit www.icann.org.